This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Donald Wayne McManus, Movement Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent, decided August 12, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division Donald Wayne McManus, Movement Appellant, v. No. SD38558, filed August 12, 2025, State of Missouri, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable Jerry A. Harmison, Jr., Circuit Judge affirmed. Donald McManus, Movant, appeals from an order denying his amended Rule 29.15 motion to set aside his conviction of the Class B felony of driving while intoxicated, DWI. See paragraph 577-10. 1. Because the motion court's decision to deny relief after an evidentiary hearing was not clearly erroneous, we affirm. Factual and procedural background. In the underlying criminal case, Movant was charged by amended felony information with the Class B felony of DWI on August 17, 2017, in violation of paragraph 577.010. 1. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2019. All statutory references are to RSMO, 2016, unless otherwise indicated. 2. This information alleged that Movant was a habitual offender because he had been convicted of DWI 8 times between 1977 and 2003. Movant waived his right to a jury trial, so the case was tried to the court in February 2019. 2. At trial, the state offered Exhibit 1, which was a certified Department of Revenue packet containing information about each of Movant's prior convictions as alleged in the information. Movant's counsel objected on the ground that the exhibit was not admissible unless the state proved that Movant had been represented by counsel in each prior case. The trial court announced that it would rule on the admissibility of Exhibit 1 after reviewing the packet. The state rested after presenting its case through the testimony of the arresting officer and various other exhibits. Movant presented no evidence. After closing arguments, the trial judge announced that he had reviewed Exhibit 1 and determined that Movant was represented by counsel on 5 or more occasions. Therefore, the court admitted Exhibit 1 and found beyond a reasonable doubt that Movant was a habitual offender. The court then took the case under advisement. In March 2019, the trial court found Movant guilty of the charged offense. In June 2019, the court sentenced Movant to serve 8 years in prison. Movant appealed. The only issue raised by Movant was the sufficiency of the evidence to prove that he was driving while intoxicated. State v. McManus, 621 SW3D 582, 583, MOAP 2021. We held 2. The transcript of this trial was not included in Movant's legal file. Therefore, we take judicial notice of our own records in appeal number SD36303, which include that transcript. See, e.g., Abram v. Title Max of Missouri, Inquiry 684, SW3D 74, 86, and 13, Mo. App. And 2023. An appellate court may take judicial notice of records from other related proceedings involving the same parties on the court's own motion. Easley v. State, 623 SW3D 211, 215, and 4, Moers App. Door 2021. An appellate court can take judicial notice of its own records. 3. That the evidence was sufficient and affirmed Movant's conviction. Ediners at 584-85. Mandate issued on June 2, 2021. On August 3, 2021, Movant filed a timely original Pro C Rule 29.15 motion to vacate, set aside, or correct his judgment or sentence. See Rule 29.15b, requiring original Pro C motion to be filed within 90 days after issuance of mandate. On August 24, 2022, the motion court entered an order appointing the state public defender to represent Movant. Movant's amended motion was due within 60 days of this appointment, Rule 29.15G. Movant's amended motion was timely filed on October 24, 2022. 3. Only one claim in the amended motion is relevant to this appeal. Claim 8.B alleged that Movant's DWI charge should not have been enhanced. 4. The factual basis for this allegation stated, to enhance a charge of DWI to the status of habitual offender, a person needs to have been convicted of another DWI within a 10-year period. Section 577.023, RSMO, Movant was not. to enhance a charge of DWI to the status of prior and persistent, a person needs to have been convicted of a DWI in a 5-year period of time. Section 577-23, RSMO, Movant was not. Movant's last conviction for DWI was in 2003, which is 14 years prior to the charge of DWI in the underlying criminal case. Thus, Movant is neither a prior and persistent offender nor a habitual offender. The motion court conducted an evidentiary hearing on September 18, 2023. Movant's trial counsel, was called as a witness. When asked what he had done to determine whether Movant's prior convictions qualified as DWIs, Trial Counsel 3, the 60th day after appointment of counsel, fell on Sunday, October 23, 2022. Therefore, the amended motion was due on Monday, October 24, 2022. See Rule 44.01A. Statin,